Well, I admire you. You've not only chased those cows down, but you've gotten yourself involved in other areas of life that have improved the community. And you're to be respected for that. You're still a young man.
77 years young. Thank you, John.
You are. Well, when you talk to people who are 87, you're young.
Well, thank you. That's true. That's true. It's in the eye of the beholder.
For those 50 years from now, when they think of you, how would you like them to think about you?
Well, I don't think they'd be thinking about me. They'd be looking to their own future, John, which is the way it should be. Well, you learn from history, but you know, you can't predicate your decisions on the past. You got to look forward. And so everybody's going to be looking forward, I hope, and planning to make this a better world.
Yeah, very good. The Grumman Home in Hominy.
Have you been there?
No.
You ought to go by there on their way back. Let's see, today's Monday. It won't be open. It's open on the weekends, Thursday through Sunday.
Who built that?
My grandfather. And it's a time warp. It's a time warp. If you got an afternoon on a weekend, you ought to come over and see that thing. It's really interesting.
As a young boy, were you in that house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of my grandmother, and she made awfully good cookies. Her candies were great, too. My grandfather died early, but she was there for a long time. And she never threw anything away. It was probably a mansion in its early day. It was not that big today, but they'd have a sleeping porch with seven beds upstairs. They'd have house parties. You know, people would come in the team and wagons, and so they'd stay 2 or 3 days. They had probably one of the first indoor bathrooms, had a reservoir up on the third floor. They'd pump water up to the third floor, so they had running water in the bathroom. They'd made their own gas, so they had gas lights.
You were talking about a cistern.
Yeah, big, enormous big system, yeah. You know, so many of those early ranches, you couldn't drill a well like you do today, so you had to have a big, big cistern to catch the water. You know, you could dig one 20 or 30 feet deep. Being a well digger was quite a profession in those early days because, you know, that was a heck of a deal. So a big cistern was what you had for your water.
As you think back, a small boy playing in that huge house, this had to be a thrill.
Well, we didn't play much because grandmother didn't want anything messed up. We played outside, and they had a playroom, of course. But she had a lot of things she was very proud of, and if you go to that house, you'll find out that still a lot of the original things, they're all there. Grandfather Grumman was a great reader. He had a wonderful library. That was important. Of course, he was well-educated, and he wanted everybody else to be well-educated. So all his children got a college education, every one of them.
Very good.